Wisconsin is one of 48 states where the presidential candidate who wins the popular vote gets to claim all 10 of the state's electoral votes. State Representative Dan Lemieux is proposing a bill to get rid of the winner-takes-all system.
This change would say that each congressional district vote would go to the winner of the popular vote in that congressional district.
The remaining two votes would go to the candidate who wins statewide. Lemieux says the bill is about protecting the will of voters in each part of the state. He also believes it would discourage fraud in close elections.
When all 10 votes are up, by winning the statewide vote by 1,000 votes, it does give the incentive for either party to stack the votes in one of their strong districts by fraud.
Democrats argue the proposal is an attempt to rig the next presidential election. Lemieux accuses them of wanting it both ways, pointing to Democratic support for the same policy in Nebraska.
Democrats are supporting the same concept in Nebraska, where they're trying to rig it so that, if you want to say it, I mean, that's what they're saying, I'm not saying that, to pick up a vote in the Omaha area.
A Republican candidate for president has not won Wisconsin since 1984. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.